Good afternoon, and thank you very much for being here to learn today. It is Yud Gimel Shvat, Tafshin Pei Dalet, January 23rd, 2024. And we're in the Orchos Tadikim, learning about Bitachon in the Shar HaSimcha. And he tells us, HaChamishi, the fifth thought that a person is supposed to have in order to achieve or to move toward Bitachon is Sheyeda, that the person should know, Shabore Yisparach, that Hashem roe es libo. He can see through to the person's heart. Hashem has the divine X-ray vision. In bitchonovo bitachon shalem below mirma. Whether or not the person's trust is full and whole without any deceit and deviation from absolute. So in other words, Hashem knows what I'm thinking. I can't be a hypocrite. I can't be a phony in front of Hashem. Hashem knows exactly what's going on. Ki eved hamishores la'adon basar v'dam, because a servant who works for a human master, a boss, an employer, yachol ha'eved lignov levadonov. It's very possible that that servant or that worker can deceive, can steal the heart of his master or his employer. Sheyiye ha'adon sover, that the one in charge might be thinking, sha'eved o'avo b'chol lev, that this servant is a very devoted, loving, dedicated servant with his full heart, afal pi shehu sono. But in reality, the servant actually despises his master, meaning it's possible to trick and to deceive a human boss, an employer, a master. And in that case, the master will do favors for this servant, assuming and in the established assumption that he loves him and that he deserves it. But all of this is not possible, meaning it doesn't happen with Hashem, the blessed creator. It doesn't happen with Hashem. Hashem knows everything. So as I'm having bitachon, I shouldn't be fooling myself. That's the one who's going to get fooled. I really have to work on authentic, genuine bitachon, firm bitachon. Ki hu yodea yetzer halev, because Hashem knows the inclination of the heart, b'machshava shebo, and the thought, whatever is going on inside the person's mind. Hu yodea elyonos v'sachtonos, as Hashem is aware, as we've seen before, of everything that's happening. The things that are on high, Hashem knows what's going on in the mundane, the material world. And munaso chviraso, Hashem knows about the person's level of faith or the person's denial. Lachain, therefore, ein leilich lefanav baramos. One can't even think of going in front of Hashem in a tricky, in a deceitful way, because it's not possible to fool Hashem. So what is this thought? This thought capsulized is that I really need to work on genuine bitachon, deep-rooted bitachon, and I shouldn't ever think that I could fool Hashem to make it look like or to seem like I have bitachon if I don't really have. So the question comes up, what about the fact that we're not perfect? And it's a challenge, it's a life's work to achieve this. How am I supposed to view myself as a hypocrite? Because I'm so far from having bitachon, because I have anxiety sometimes, I have fears, every day I have to work on, and then I say to myself, based on what we just learned, oh, Hashem sees right through me. So then, does Hashem see through me that I don't really have bitachon? So that's a dilemma, that's very troubling, isn't it? Let me divert for a minute, and we're going to come back and answer that with a different thought. If you look in Parshas Truma, a few weeks from now, Amir Hashem, it discusses the construction of the Mishkan, and when it comes to the Aron, it says to make the Aron Kodesh, the Holy Ark, out of acacia wood, atzei shittim, and it says you should overlay it, coat it, with gold. Where's the gold supposed to be? Both inside and outside. Mi bayis u'michutz titapenu. You should coat it with gold. Tzipisa oso zahav tahor, pure gold. You should overlay it inside and outside. Well, this needs some explanation because If it's supposed to be made of wood, so make it out of wood. If it's supposed to be made of gold, make it out of gold. Why is Hashem telling Bnei Yisrael, you need to make three boxes? There's a box made of wood, acacia wood, and you put another box on the inside of that. That's gold, and also on the outside, and that's also gold. So we're going to tell you one answer from the Rishonim, and then the second answer is going to also solve the problem of being a hypocrite that I talked about before. So let's look at the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni, who's a later Rishon, explains, Roy Hoya Ha'aron, really it was worthy that the Aron Kodesh, this holy container of the Luchos, the tablets, was Liyos Kulo Shozav. It should be all gold, through and through. So why not? Ella, Shelo Yehe Kaved Linoso. It's in order that it won't be too heavy to carry it. So there has to be a layer of acacia wood in the middle, between the two layers of gold, because then it's lighter, it's easier to carry. And as the Chizkuni points out, the dino, the halacha of the Aron Kodesh, lihinase ba'kaseif, is to be carried on the shoulder. Remember the Bnei Kahas, that division of Levi would carry it? Kidichseif, as it's written in the Pasuk, it's in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes, Parshas Naso, ke'avodas ha'kodesh aleihem, because the holy service, or the service of the holy, is upon them on the Bnei Kahas, that division of Levi, if you so, they will carry on their shoulders. So the Chizkuni assert, we don't want it to be too heavy. So you have to put a layer of wood in the middle, and that will lighten up the load. Interesting. In order to conform to the dimensions that Torah tells us it has to be made, if it would be all gold, it would be too heavy. Does that bother anybody? So there's a great commentary from Rav Moshe Menachem Aaron, and he writes on the Chizkuni, the Af Agav the Amrinon no sav no say. Even though we say that it carries those who carry it, no sav, its carriers no say. It carries the Aron carries those who carry it, and no say has no sav. So they don't really need to hold it. They don't really need to carry it. So why am I worried about the weight? So the Moshe Menachem Aaron brings the Fi Shah Haya. That was only temporary, meaning on certain special occasions it would carry those who carried it. But in general, those who actually transported it, the Levim from Bnei Kahas, they had to actually bear the burden of carrying it, the literal burden, and it was heavy if it would have been all gold. So it was only sometimes. This is based on Das Kanim, other Rishonim. So according to the Chizkuni, the wood was in the middle between the two golden layers, so it wouldn't be too heavy. And the fact that it carried those who carried it was only on special occasions. The Gemara Yuma comments on this pasuk, the Ayin Beis, and we'll see a different approach now. Why there's, what's going on here? Why there's wood in the middle? Not directly from the Gemara, but from a pshat on the Gemara. So it says, Mibayis Michutz Titatenu, you should overlay it, the Aron Kodesh, from the inside and from the outside with gold, with pure gold. Amar Rava, that's the Gemara Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis and Mibayis. Rava said, Mikan, from here we learn out. The Talmud Chacham, we learn that a Torah scholar, She'ein Toko Kivaro, that his inside is not like his outside, meaning if he's not sincere, if he's a hypocrite, Eino Talmud Chacham. He's not a Torah scholar. That's the Gemara Yuma Daf Ayin Beis. Meaning, he's not real. If he's not sincere, so then he's not really a Talmud Chacham. He's not really a God-fearing person. That's why there has to be gold inside and out. Because he has to be the same inside as he is on the outside. And as Rav Baruch Levi Epstein explains, what does this have to do with the Talmud Chacham? No, he says, Yitokin, it's very possible, the Darish Kain, that it expounds this way, al derech asmachta, it's a hint, al pi hamavur b'gemara kan, the Aron Romez the Keser Torah. And this is a very famous theme, that the Aron Kodesh, and also Har Sinai, by the way, they hint to a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, they represent a Torah scholar. That's what the Aron does. The crown of Torah. Because the tablets were guarded in there, and they're the foundations of the Torah. So what just happened in this Gemara? It said, oh, it has to be gold inside and out, because we have to be sincere through and through. A good Jew, a good person, is Toko Kavaro. The Gemara Bracha says, for a while, they wouldn't let Talmidei Chachamim into the Beis Medrash. who wasn't Tocho Kavar until Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed, famous Gemara Brachas Daf Chaf Ches, there's a concept of Tocho Kivaro. The inside is like the outside. We're supposed to try to be sincere as much as we can. Sincere, consistent, transparent, whatever word we like to use. Does it bother anybody that there's something wrong with this psot when you take it at face value? I remember in 10th grade, in Rabbi Wein Yeshiva, the great Rabbi Levitan, my Rebbe, Shlita, he said, slight complication here. It's not really Tocho Kivaro. If you look at the outside and you look at the inside, yes, you see gold. But there's wood in the middle. There's dead wood in the middle, if you want to call it that. It's not sincere through and through. So what's going on? That's Tocho Kivaro? That's sincere? Ah, he told us in the name of one of the Bali Musar. He said, yeah, that's Pshat Tocho Kivaro. Because every person has some dead wood in the middle between the layers of gold. Every person has something that has to be worked on. Some of us have a lot to work on and many different types of issues to work on. Reminds me of what the Pele Yoed says. Pele Yoed says, someone says Lashon Hara about someone else, point out the person's defects, deficiencies, and shortcomings. I also have defects, shortcomings, and deficiencies. Every person has what he calls Teben Ubar. Every person has Bar. In that case, it means food, like it says with the famine and with Yosef. There's bar, there's tevin also, though. There's the unwanted matter. There's the waste material. Every person has both. So that's why, incidentally, Lashon Hara is so antithetical to the values of the Torah, because what business do I have degrading and putting down somebody else, denigrating somebody's shortcomings and faults? I also have those. Every person has some of that stuff. Every person has a layer of dead wood in the middle. My Rebbe said it from one of the Bali Musar. That means, what does this Gemara say? That I could still be considered Tocho Kivaro. I could still be considered a sincere, good, wonderful person if I have the gold inside and gold outside, even though in the middle there are layers of stuff that's not so good. There's some ugly stuff in there, if you want to call it that. There's some stuff that's not attractive. It's not sincere. That doesn't mean that I'm a hypocrite. Because the Gemara calls it Tocho Kivaro. That means that what the Orach HaTzaddikim is saying, Hashem sees through. He has a divine x-ray vision. He sees if I'm sincere. He sees if I have bitachon. But based on this pshat and this Gemara in Yuma, Davayin Beis, it's considered that if I'm working on myself and I try to polish myself inside out the best I can, but I still have dead wood in the middle between the layers of gold, I'm not a bad person. I'm still a very good person. I'm a magnificent person. I'm an accomplished person. I just have to keep working on it. And that shows you that's not considered insincere if I have something in the middle there between the layers of gold. We all have all that gold. But every single person has wood inside also that has to be worked on, has to try to be polished, has to be made into gilded material as much as we can. But that's our purpose in life. So this Orach HaTzaddikim says that Hashem sees through. He sees if we're working, trying to be Tocho Kivaro. But who's going to be perfect? We have struggles in life. Anybody who doesn't have struggles is not a human being. We move to the next one now. The next thought in the Orach HaTzaddikim. Hashishis, the sixth thought. Sheyikach elibo. And this kind of follows really well the one before it. A person should take to his heart, should attempt, at least try to be committed, l'kayem mashetzivohu, to fulfill what Hashem commanded him, and to avoid, to hold back, from everything that he exhorted him and told him not to do. In other words, my goal is supposed to be, and this is all about bitachon. What does it have to do with bitachon? The Orach HaTzaddikim is telling us that in order to really have a right, a full right to trust in Hashem, I have to be in the mode of attempting to do the Ratzon Hashem. As we know that we say it in Hallel, in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yirei Hashem, Bitchuv Hashem. Those people who fear Hashem, you all can trust in Hashem. Yirei Hashem, Bitchuv Hashem. You're the ones who really have that ability and that right to trust in Hashem, those who have Yiras Shamayim. So we have to work very hard on upgrading and maintaining our Yiras Shamayim, so that we have a good basis for that bitachon. Yirei Hashem bitchuv Hashem. So as the Orach HaTzaddikim tells us, If we want Hashem to do what we want, then we should do what Hashem wants, the best that we possibly can. That he should take to his heart the kayem mashetivahu, to fulfill whatever Hashem has commanded him, and to hold back mikol mashiz hiro shalol asos, from the things that he told him not to do. Kasher hu chafet, as he desires, shabori yisale yaseh lo hadavar, shubatechbo, that Hashem, exalted Hashem, the Creator, will do for him the thing that he trusted in Hashem about. So it's a partnership, kaviyachol. Hashem says, you want me to take care of you and to protect you. You have to put forth the effort. Also, by the way, people feel better when they earn. So you also want to feel good about yourself. So do the best you can to do the rest of Hashem. Kediva Rabboseinu, like the words of our Chacham in Avos Perek Beis, Asei Ritzono Ki Ritzonocha. Do the will of Hashem as if it's your own will. That means if I know that Hashem wants me to get up and daven in the morning, I know that Hashem wants me to do chesed, I know that he wants me to learn Torah, so I will make that's what I want to do. I will be as passionate about it, as enthusiastic about it, that's what I want to do. Because Hashem wants me to do it, then that's my will. I will merge my desires, my plans, my aspirations, with those in the Torah that tell me what I'm supposed to be doing, to be a loyal Eved Hashem. And then Hashem will do for you, kedei sheyaseh ritzonecha kiritzono, so that he'll do your will as if it's his will. In other words, if I say, I'm going to do what Hashem wants, as if that's what I want by nature, then Hashem is going to do the things that I want, as if that's what he wants by nature. Lahavdil, kaviyachol. Ba'atel ritzonecha mipnei ritzono. What happens when I'm tempted to do something I'm not supposed to do? What happens if somebody provokes me and I am on the verge of getting angry or saying Lashon Hara, and I stop and take a deep breath and I say, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to lose my temper. For the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to say Lashon Hara. I'll work through it. Yes, people love the word validate. I'll validate. This is difficult. Maybe I could speak to someone who could help me. But after validating that and realizing that this is an isayon and that is a slight or not such a slight struggle, I prevail and I don't say the Lashon Hara. I prevail and I don't get angry. That's batel ritzonecha mipnei ritzono. I nullify. I put aside what I would tend to do because Hashem wants me to behave a certain way. What will be the reward? In order that Hashem will put aside, will neutralize the will of others because of your will. What does that mean? If I go ahead and say, I'm not going to do a certain Avera, I'm not going to get angry, I'm not going to put somebody down or hold a grudge, I'm not going to say Lashon Hara. Why? Because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem knows what's good for a human being. Then it says, Hashem will be mevatel the will of others. He'll nullify. He will cancel what others want to do. Maybe that was against me. Maybe that was harmful to me because of what I want to do. Meaning that Hashem will put me first. So prioritize my aspirations and my wishes because I went ahead and prioritized Hashem's wishes and aspirations, kaviyachol. There is a pshat, as you might know. You'll notice there seems to be a lack of parallel structure in this statement of the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Beis, because it says, Asei Ritzono Ki Ritzonecha, do Hashem's will as if it's your will, Kedei Sheyaseh Ritzonecha Ki Ritzono. That's all consistent in order that he will do the same for you. He'll do what you want as if it's his desire, kaviyachol. But then it says, Batel Ritzonecha Mipnei Ritzono, nullify your will because of his ratzon, because of what Hashem wants, meaning put aside what I might have wanted to do, which is not the right thing to do, because Hashem didn't want me to do it. Then it should have said, Kedei Sheyavatel Ritzono. That's what it should have said, shouldn't it, to be parallel, in order that he will put aside, he'll nullify, and he will kaviyachol disregard what he wanted to do, Mipnei Ritzonecha, because of your will. But it didn't say that. It said he's going to be mevatel ritzon acherim. He's going to cancel what other people, he's going to veto what other people wanted to do for your sake. Why doesn't it say he's going to cancel what he wanted to do? So one shot is that really it means that, but it's just speaking in a kind of euphemistic way, in a way of respect toward Hashem, So it's not going to say he's going to be mevatel, he's going to nullify his will. He says it will nullify the will of others, but it really could refer to his. Or it actually means other people who wanted to do something to you that was harmful, chas v'shalom, Hashem will not allow them to do it. Whatever the meaning actually is, though, the message is very clear. To be a firm basis for bitachon, a person's policy in life and his aspiration and attempt and efforts are supposed to be toward this end of doing what Hashem wants from me. If I'm trying, I really am. I'm trying to do the Ratzon Hashem the best I can. And if I fail, I get back up again to keep going. Then Hashem says, you're trying. You're really putting forth that effort? I will cover you up. I'll put forth the efforts for you. I'll do things for you as well. You want to be saved from Tzaras? I'll save you from Tzaras. Because you're doing what I want you to do. That's what the mission is saying. So it's reciprocity, kaviyachal, between human beings and Hashem. That's what the Chazal is telling us. There are plenty of Chazal that say Hashem is rips up decrees because of certain things that we do. We can say, Heshmei Rabbah, with our koach, we put our passion and our strength into it, our energy. Hashem rips up evil decrees. There are so many Gemaras like this. That was the sixth idea. So far we had two ideas today. The first one was that Hashem sees through me. I'm totally transparent. And I should try to be like the Aron Kodesh, which is Tocho Kavaro, which the inside is like the outside, which means that we're very sincere. But then we mentioned from one of the Bali Musar that even if we have some dead wood in the middle, we have stuff that we're working on, we have imperfections. That's because we're human beings. But our goal is to get as close as we can to that sincerity. And then we had the next thought was that we should try to fulfill the mitzvot the best we can. Because Hashem says, you're trying to keep my mitzvot and you're asking me for a favor, I will grant you those favors because you're trying the best you can. And again, I need to add, even if there was a time I didn't try the best that I could and I failed, I have shortcomings, I have fluctuations. That's all part of what the pshat, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, that we fall but we rise again. The question is, do we get up again afterward? That's what's supposed to be our goal, to get up again. Hashvi'is. Now we have a seventh thought. Now remember, you're saying, what are these numbers? What are we counting here? What are we numbering? So if you remember from a few weeks ago, the Aruch HaTzaddikim had said, I'll just read you his word of introduction before all these ideas, which were up to number seven. B'tzorich adam lach kor hadeos. A person needs to research, to search for the ideas, the philosophies, hamachzikos es libo, that strengthen his heart, Lios, to be the tachon shalom belukim, to be in a full trust in Hashem. So these thoughts, this is not the meat and potatoes of bitachon. These are the thoughts, the ideas, the attitudes, the Aruch HaTzaddikim says, that will strengthen, they will be the basis, the foundation for a person to have the proper bitachon. And that's where we're up to now. The seventh such idea. Sheyeda, that the person should know, ki abore baruch hu, that the creator, blessed be he, bara es ha'adam, created a human being, lemalachos rabos, for many tasks. A person can say, I have so many different things I have to do. What's wrong? What's going on? It's chaos. That's correct. It's what we call controlled chaos. That's the story of life. I have so many different types of obligations. Perfect. Spot on. That's why Hashem created us. Molachos rabos. There are many different tasks we need to do. Sometimes you feel spread thin. That's correct. Because that's a compliment. Hashem cares about me. He's giving me plenty to do. Keeps me out of trouble, as we've talked about before. And we'll talk about more, Mitzvah Hashem. Uvaro lo mezono. Hashem created a person's food. His income is livelihood. Al yidei torach gadol va'avoda. Through a lot of toil, a lot of labor and work. It's supposed to be that way. We weren't created to be on vacation. Vacation is to reinvigorate ourselves, re-energize, but it's not supposed to be life's a vacation. So now the Aruch HaTzaddikim says, well, wait a minute. What would have been so terrible if we were created to be on vacation all the time? If it would be that way, if all of our needs, and food, and garments, and a house, and the means for transportation and everything we need would be prepared, spoon-fed to a person with no toil, with no effort whatsoever. Effortless existence. What would be so terrible? Doesn't it sound absolutely euphoric? It sounds like paradise. No, that would not be the purpose for us being here. Oslo hoyu kama mitzvos. Ah, there wouldn't be so many mitzvos. The reason there are so many mitzvos, how do we have so many mitzvos? That's because we have so many tasks to do. We have so many varied jobs and objectives in life. The mitzvos are connected to all of those objectives and all of those projects that we have to embark upon. And they're a labor of love to be in this world. Kigon, hatzedakah, charity. Well, if we didn't have to work on making money, and if we didn't have this concept of an income, then there wouldn't be an inyan of sharing it to give tzedakah. Hagzela, the prohibition to steal, that's to steal overtly. Haganeva, theft, that's covertly. That's to be a burglar. We're not allowed to steal. We're not allowed to burglarize. Well, what do you mean? Why do we have all those mitzvos? That's because Hashem created the world in a way that we need to bring in money. It's normal. That's Hashem's scheme of how it's supposed to be. The proper positive plan that Hashem has. Vachemda, desiring things, coveting, like it says, lo sachmod. The fact that every person has to work and secure the material needs that he or she has to have in this world. So then Hashem says, lo sachmod. So then don't desire the other person's material wealth and gains and acquisitions. Rabos mitzvos ka'ele. And there are many such mitzvos that wouldn't be here if everything was spoon-fed to us. So what is the saying? There's an idea that we know that it says, and it says, Ratzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakos Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to give a lot of merit. It's in Maseches Makos, in the end, it says Hashem wanted to go ahead and purify B'nai Yisrael, and therefore, Lefichach Hir B'lehem Torah Mitzvos. He gave us so many mitzvos to do. Those mitzvos are based directly on the need to obtain and to work on a livelihood and income and worldly needs. Once we have that, we have all these mitzvos. And once we have all those mitzvos, yeah, we're able to get close to Hashem. Because the famous Rambam explains in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Makos that we have so many mitzvos, we're bound to get at least one of them right, like perfect, at least one time, one mitzvah. That's a very lofty concept. That's one of the reasons there are so many mitzvos. So let's just end off with the following idea. The topic that we're going to end with and continue next time is, Amir Hashem, why do we have so much to do in this world? When we have it straight, when we understand it, when we justify it in our minds, that Hashem wants us to be busy with all different types of activities, even the physical ones, even to work on perfecting and repairing the physical world. When we understand that that's not an accident, then we'll appreciate the mitzvot that Hashem gave us that are connected with those activities, and all of this is helping to serve as the foundation and the purpose for a secure, well-adjusted, and a well-founded bitachon in Hashem. So Amir Hashem will continue with this idea next week. Thank you so much for joining us.